audio version of Michael Lehtman's blog. January 12, 2017. The Basic Principles for Success Along the Spiritual Path. Question: how can I be assisted by a teacher who is a Kabbalist? Can you give a few basic principles of how we can use such a gift of the upper force? Answer: if a teacher advises something, you should try to fulfill it. My most important advice is to attend the morning lesson that I give daily. My second advice is to find yourself a group of 10, preferably a physical group, not a virtual one, and to try to be in contact with it, to study together and to do everything that we do in a group of 10. In addition, if there is a convention near where you live, you should do whatever is in your power to attend it, and of course, engage in dissemination as much as you can dedicate your time to it. In short, the most important thing is the morning lesson, then working in the group of 10, dissemination, and participation in conventions. There is nothing more you need to do. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, August 7, 2016. The world was created with a blessing. Question: why was the world created through the second letter Bet and not through the first letter Aleph? Answer: in the hierarchy of development, the letter Aleph appears much later in the world of Atzilut. In the upper world, the letter Yud appears first, and the letter Bet created our world in the upper world, Bereshit, in the beginning, because this letter specifically teaches about the beginning. In the preface to the Book of Zohar, the article, The Letters of Rabbi Hamnuna Saba, tells about all the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Question: in that article, it is said that every letter approached the Creator and asked to begin the creation of the world, and the Creator found some defect in every letter. What does it mean that the letter approached and asked begin with me? Answer: it means that the Creator elicited the attitude of each letter to his light, whether or not it was capable of being the beginning of the program of the development of his creation. It became clear that only the letter Bet was capable of creating the world, because the word Bracha, blessing, begins with it. In the letter Bet there is a connection between the letter itself, which already is a clay creature, and the Creator, light. An inner connection like this doesn't exist in any other letter. Without a blessing, without that intrinsic characteristic that exists in the letter Bet, the rest of the letters would have been cut off from the light and would not be able to conduct or hold its energy, its power. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, July 17, 2016. The reason for the disappearance of languages and nations. Question: why do certain languages and nations die out, fade away, and disappear? Answer: it is because these systems end, complete their job, and disappear, just like a stage in a rocket launch. It fires and that's it. The Hebrew language, on the other hand, remains, because it stems from the root of the upper leadership and describes it. All the 22 forces, the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and the five final letters describe the system of leadership from the initial roots from which the upper forces descend and manage our world. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, July 17, 2016. Trump will produce the new human. Comment: the newly elected President of the United States, Donald Trump, is bypassing the media and turning directly to the people through Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks. According to the latest report, he wants to separate the United States from all agreements signed with Asia, China, and other nations. He intends to deal with the United States and only with the United States, giving the citizens a new and different education than the one that developed during Obama's term. Answer: Obama wanted to turn the United States into a Muslim nation. This was his main goal. He brought several million Muslims into the United States and wanted to give them citizenship, yet this was not enough. He even succeeded in introducing some radical Muslims into the political apparatus. Trump is promising to cleanse the United States of them. Question: Do you consider this to have been a planned and premeditated scenario? Answer: certainly. There is no doubt about it. Trump understands this and is taking a completely different course. Now everything will gradually begin to be cleared. US policies will no longer be aimed at burning all and conquering in the name of Islam. After all, the entire Middle East went up in flames so that as many refugees as possible would flood Europe. That was Obama's policy. That is how he worked in Libya and in all the nations of the Middle East. Trump's situation is difficult since he is contending with the existing neoliberal policies that he must completely replace: production, the financial system, banks, everything. It is difficult to imagine how he will succeed in this because he cannot return production, and in particular heavy industry, to the United States. Trump must understand that the future global production system will be built on the production of people. Most people who were unemployed for a long time voted for him, and he will have to justify their votes by providing them with employment and ensuring they are satisfied with their lives. The satisfaction doesn't depend on their wages, it depends on the opinion of society. He should transform the vast American space that was formerly dominated by the steel industry and is now called the Rust Belt. It will be transformed into a vast factory for the production of people through education. What this means is that they will be given work in the form of training and education. They should be involved with this for most of the day, it will be counted as work. When people learn how to be connected with good connections and aspire to this, then at the same time, they will stimulate the good influence of the environment. Society will become good, strong, and mutually connected. American society needs this like no one else because there is no solidarity between different parts of society where every man is for himself, everyone is an individualist. They just need the opportunity to be shown this and have explained to them that this is what they have to produce, like a coal miner or ore miner extracts material that later produces machinery, cars, etc. What this means is that all of today's effort will be on a different level, the level of human processing. In other words, we need to go inside a person, extract the rudiments of a human being, purify, refine, collect, and assemble them into one uniform society. And people will be satisfied with the $1,500 they receive for their studies, which actually work on creating a new person and new society. This is what the United States must do. The era of capitalism and neoliberalism has ended, now the next stage is coming, the stage of creating people out of the animal, living in cities with their various problems, including drugs. If we begin to rebuild society, we will discover vast sources of goodness, public and national wealth, and at the same time, we will avoid all the problems that exist today in the world. So we need to enter everyone into integral education studies and state programs. Only those engaged in these courses in people's universities will receive a stipend. Thus, they will be compelled to work. This will be their work, working on themselves. Humanity has no other choice. All of the solutions that they are trying to implement in the banking system, the financial system, and especially in the industrial sector, will not succeed. We must go in a different direction and not go head to head with those who hold money and weapons in their hands. Rather, we must proceed only through introducing a single educational system that obligates everyone. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, November 23, 2016. What is the fear of God? Question: if you receive a thought about the upper force, at any moment in your life when you experiencing some events and trials, it is only thanks to the efforts that you make in order to get at least a bit closer to the Creator. The measure of whether you are on the right path is always the emergence of a thought from above that comes from the Creator. Is this faith, which we need so much, in order to advance correctly in spirituality? Is the fear that perhaps you will not receive this thought because you don't make enough efforts, or that you somehow will succumb to something that will alienate you from the Creator, The fear of God? Answer: the fear of God is not fear. It is actually a yearning not to miss any opportunity to bestow unto him everything that you can. It is somewhat like the yearning of a mother who keeps looking for how she can do something for her baby. A stone is an inanimate state. Torah, Deuteronomy, and you shall stone him with stones so that he dies, because he sought to lead you astray from the Lord, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Question: what does it mean to stone him? Answer: stone means that you take nothing into account except your inanimate state. At the same time, you do not accept any persuasions of egoism, no properties, no tricks, nothing. You act clearly according to the Kabbalistic method. You have to precisely follow all of its directions. You cannot trust your eyes, your ears, or your mind. This level of acting is called domum, meaning the stone, still, inanimate level. Lev Havan, stony heart, is a real penalty when a stone is called something that is impossible to change. You take your properties, which are impossible to change, and with their help, you kill your evil inclination within yourself. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, Jilly 13, 2016.